Flex is on a roll today. Welcome back to the Gareth Cliff Show. And yes, there's still no sight of Gareth because he's probably sipping on overpriced lattes and not solving any global problems. But don't worry, I got you, okay? I'm here, Simpio Zamigilim Tetra, to make sure that the show does not fall apart. And alongside me, if you don't know his name, it is producer James, who's an expert at winging it. And of course, Sandile, who's just that guy. In fact, you can catch him every Thursday with Ben, all right, talking all things sports on the bounce at 4 o'clock. And if sports is not for you, don't worry, I got you. Every Mondays you can catch Let's Talk Man, our medical podcast. And if that's still not for you, Wednesdays we have the Shady Podcast with Waras PH, and of course Women in Tech to keep you entertained. So we have everything for everybody, and you can catch all these podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. James,
hello.
Please tell us about the new moon that Earth is getting.
Oh, you could have started that differently.
Wait a second. I'm super curious about this new fun fact.
Yes. Okay, so also on the world of Twitter is where I got this. Earth is set to temporarily obtain another moon on September 29th. The asteroid known as a mini moon is expected to make a single orbit journey around Earth ending on November 25th. So we're going to have like two moons for like 2 months-ish, like a month and a half.
Are you not feeling like a little like apocalyptic like about this vibe? I hate strange things happening like around us. I'm one of those guys. Like,
I never thought about it that way. Actually,
giving Independence Day, guys. I'm one of those guys who, whoever's got a bomb shelter, let us know. I will join you and bring, you know, whatever Viennas from Escort.
This, you know what this feels like when James said we're getting a new moon. You know, when Hans are like, retrograde, you know.
This is what I was thinking about,
like,
too.
Like, and then like the moon is in retrograde, and you're like, what do you mean? And all of this, it feels like that's what's happening. Like, now that's literally
those
something.
People that say I'm in my like Pisces moon or whatever, do they now say I'm in my Pisces double triple moon? Third Pisces moon,
I don't know.
I don't know
how to be in alignment, and the things need to, you know, but that's. Interesting.
Yeah, happy new moon month.
So are we going to celebrate? Are we going to do a thing? Are we going to look up in the sky?
Is there a viewing party?
You guys can go outside and look up, I think, maybe, if you want. Isn't your favorite thing always look up? What is your thing?
That's Prof Block, okay? And he always says, always look up.
Exactly. So on the 29th of September, look up.
Okay, cool.
And you might see another moon.
For like how long is it going to be like?
Until November 20th.
That's going to be strange. Yes. Some strange things.
And then
things.
It's like, deuces, I'm out. Yeah, we're going like, to come back again until a century.
Thanks for having me. See ya.
That's some strange stuff. I'm a regular humanoid. I don't want to.
I don't want an extra moon.
I don't want extra moon. Let's just, you know, the next generation can have all the fun stuff. It's just giving Independence Day. I don't want to do anything strange.
Okay, my pillow says, yeah, lies. That's what he's saying.
Did you verify any of these things? I bet you've come with something.
I know Drickus was number 10 on that list. That's all I'll tell you.
And the moon is the moon like that's legit.
Because I saw a couple of things about it actually.
Okay, cool. Because it's giving something.
I'm going to prove you guys wrong. Watch me.
It's giving something.
Watch me.
Yeah, strange.
Time magazine. That's verified. Washington Post. Happy with that one? CBS News. I don't know how reliable that one is.
Okay, James. We're backing you. That's what we're saying. We'll look up on the 29th and look for the new moon of yours.
Always look up.
Yeah, always look up.
Don't look up. Okay. Okay. Someone said that. I think it was Bitcoin Buddha.
It was, he said, actually. Wow.
Don't look up. Somebody's saying white people things. Nazo.
I just want to say she might be onto something. We don't want another moon. Like I said, retrograde, Pisces, second moons, all of these things. No, mm-mm. We just want regular moon, bro.
We don't. But going on to other things that are legit, this is going to... I don't... James, before I start off the story,
okay,
I just need to ask, because I probably know Sandile's mom will be very upset about what I'm about to share.
Okay.
Probably heartbroken.
I don't know. No, but I like where this is going.
I'm going to say some black people stuff that people don't need to know about.
No,
but let's
no,
go.
No, no, no. I know my gran is just like, no, this can't be it. I know I feel some type of way because of how I was brought up.
Yeah.
Do white people own Tupperware?
So much.
Do you?
I don't believe it.
My mom and my gran, both Afrikaans, had a whole cupboard, and that thing was stacked all the way to the back with different shapes, sizes, lids.
Oh. And are tops. They just a strict where, you know, when they dish up leftovers for you and they're like, hey, bring my Tupperware back. Like, are they that strict as well?
No.
No.
Not really.
Yeah.
But Tupperware for days, though, for sure.
Yeah, Tupperware is such a deep thing. Like my mom came to my place and she was like, there it is. I was like, she said, I remember last year when I gave you curry and what, you didn't bring it back. There it is. And she took it.
Yeah.
Bro, Tupperware is so deep. I wonder like where it comes from. It's such a deep thing for black women.
Really?
Yeah. God,
you do not want to get in the way of a black woman and her Tupperware. You don't want to break it. You don't want to borrow it and not return it. You don't want to stain it. You know, if you put the curry in, make sure that when you bring back that type of, it's still in mint condition.
Bro, it's a deep thing. It's like
this is a new world to me.
It's such a deep cut. So tell us the story.
Yeah, so now that you know that black women are very close to the Tupperware.
Yeah.
This is why I say, I think I know how Sandile's mom would feel.
Yeah.
Because Tupperware is filing for bankruptcy.
That's such a deep thing.
So the iconic plasticware company has been struggling in recent years, and poor sales have now forced it to make some difficult decisions. Tupperware was founded in 1946 in the United States, and its main form of marketing was done through Tupperware parties. The company has become synonymous with like food storage that people just call any container Tupperware.
Yeah.
You know, that is very true.
That's like, when you know you goat.
Yeah.
It's like
Colgate.
Coke.
For any drink.
It's
Coke.
Wait, let's Coley. Take one step back.
Okay, let's go.
Tupperware is a brand and not the actual thing.
It's not a category.
It's a brand. It's
food,
a brand.
It's food.
How long
storage?
Has people known this and I haven't?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't even know. I'm surprised people knew this before me.
It's food storage. Tupperware is a brand.
Think of it like the Stanley Cup, right? You can get different cups, right? But then there's a Stanley brand.
I'm sure.
So now everybody's like, oh, I have a Stanley Cup, even though there's different brands of a cup. Tupperware is that.
Colgate.
I just call
not toothpaste,
yes,
Colgate, Aquafresh.
I'm so shocked. Like there's different other brands.
Coke.
Wait, is this your aha moment?
Yes. Look, I also was shocked when the category was food storage and Tupperware. I was like, no, it's Tupperware. Then my plus one told me, he's like, yo, dude, Tupperware is a brand, dude. Like, can't just go around saying Tupperware.
That's why I was confused when she said Tupperware is going bankrupt.
No, like, we're not running out of food storage stuff.
It's the world that apocalyptic.
Yeah, like, but for me, like, that's so sad that such an iconic brand like that is going out of, you know, out of commission. It's like Blockbuster. It's giving me, like, am I old? Does nobody care anymore?
Wow.
Or is it just like an oversaturated market? So, yeah, Tupperware. But what a run. You're all time. You're GOAT. You know, you made it. Everybody thought you were a category. That's how you know you've made it in the black community. When you are the category by brand. Tupperware, Coke, Colgate.
Done.
That's how
it's
you know.
Dad. But Mapela says he's not surprised that you don't know that, James.
That's
he's not
fair.
Surprised.
But in the spirit of GNU, we're here to educate you about, you know, the things that you go on.
Unity and stuff, right?
Yeah, but yeah, Tupperware, sure, that's quite emotional. I mustn't tell my mom that.
Yeah, like I'm also feeling some type of way about it because just how I was raised. I was also looking forward to having my own Tupperware.
Yeah.
And I can be that mom. Hey guys, bring back my Tupperware. Now I don't know what we're gonna do.
Well, you can still buy food storage.
That's what I wanted to know. Do you still, because then I went to go look at my containers. I'm like, I actually have very little Tupperware, but I have
Tupperware.
So like, I was like, when last? And then I went to my mom. Was like,
no.
Where did I see that? And you know, like the branding is so iconic. And I was like, Tupperware been losing market share because I haven't seen a Tupperware in a while because they also didn't adjust to the marketing, you know, the new marketing. There are no more Tupperware parties. Ain't nobody got time to come to your house and knock on the door. So, you know, we grew up in some townships in our lives. Knock on the door and tell you that they've got this much Tupperware to sell you, or let's have a Tupperware party.
So Westpac being a thing also kind of.
Yeah,
they filed as well, which is crazy.
Ooh, the price point of Tupperware is also kind of getting ridiculous.
It is the Ferrari of all.
Is it the Stanley Cup of food, cups?
Oh. Yeah, but like Stanley is still new in the market-ish in terms of like its popularity.
Gotcha.
That's why I say it is the Ferrari of food storage because it is expensive. That's why moms were very like, bring back my Tupperware because I spent $3 million on this thing. Bring it back.
Yeah,
bring it back.
Yeah, you actually raised a great point. Your Tupperware was something like it was like.
Where's my Tupperware? Me, sorry, mom, I lost it, mom.
Yeah,
kicking you off a bridge.
I remember the reason I started getting Tuck Shop was because I lost Tupperware. Because you know my mom was like, "Hey, scuffed." Then I was like, "Lost and found." She was like, "Actually, you're going to be, you know, a tax on my life. Here's, you know, Tuck Shop. Figure it out."
Did you continuously lose your lunch after that? So you just got Tuck everywhere?
Nah, they just started giving me Tuck Shop. And shout out to my mom on the, because if I lost more Tupperware, we were gonna, she was going to just lose her marbles. You know, people love their Tupperware. Yeah.
When my mom finds out I lost her Tupperware,
it's like Chris Jenner, you know,
she has a gun in her hand. Yes, that is
it. Slightly concerning.
That's strange.
Oh yeah, somebody comments here: Tupperware and AMC Classic Pods. Same WhatsApp group. Oh
my god!
Oh, that is okay,
such
James,
a that's
James,
a such to, a deep cut.
Let me school you because I know you. Am know I uneducated again? This.
Yeah.
Okay. So you see how
really need to go
Tupperware
to
is for the food storage, right?
Okay.
Right? The Ferrari of its kind.
Gotcha.
AMC.
There's also levels to pots.
This and, I'm aware of.
Okay.
I am aware of this.
And black moms pride themselves in having good quality pots.
Ooh.
And one of those brands is an ANC pot. Those pots are expensive. Right, they only come out once or twice a year because they don't want them to burn or whatever. Yeah. Like, also black people are very interesting. They'll buy the most expensive thing and not use it. But okay, I see collapse. Right? Yeah. Right, and the set is very, very expensive. And I promise you, almost every single black mom has that. You're not a woman until you've bought yourself
AMC.
AMC.
And they do like all of the pots and pans and all of it.
All of it. But it's expensive. It's like a set could start easily at 25,000.
And then they will tell you that you can't use it too much, otherwise it's going to burn.
Yeah.
So like it's like a pot. It's like Le Creuset before Le Creuset.
Yeah.
Le Creuset is new. So Le Creuset is trying to get into that market.
They're trying to fight with the AMC.
But it's definitely that. Think about it like that. When you take out a Le Creuset pot, that means you've made it in life.
And you're flexing on us. You really, you know, you're flexing on us and you don't use your Le Creuset all the time. I don't know.
It must come out for Christmas.
Christmas and
I need to flex with my coffee cup more.
Yeah. Shout out to you, bro. Yeah, AMC, that's a deep cut. Yo, you're so right.
Oh, man. Like it's so interesting how our parents have made certain brands, you know, the go-to and they've just put them on a pedestal. I don't know why. I don't know how, but they just, that girl.
Your AMC.
And you have to have it.
You've touched me via AMC.
You have to have it.
What about, what's that other brand?
That's true.
Smeg.
That it's also new in the market.
Oh, so just it's a bougie like brand. The Le Creuset and then it's just the a new brand. One.
Okay, it's bougie. So you need to also think about longevity, right?
Yeah.
Like AMC has been here. Like it's before my time.
Yeah.
So I'm talking about something where my grandmother, she also has an AMC set.
Yeah.
Where she's like, hey, this is me. This is how I knew I was a woman because I bought this. I got this. And now it's like trickled down to my generation where I'm like, okay, when I move out or get married, these are the pots I need to get to prove to my mother-in-law.
But then you can't use them all the time.
I'm
that's
the one.
The main thing they will tell you.
Then why did I spend 25 grand?
That's the
thing.
Issue,
it's,
right?
It's for Christmas and the pasta.
Yeah.
It's like your fine china. You only use it
when the real people come through. Now you must use other, yo, man. Black people are so complex.
In my house, ain't no thing as fine china.
There's a cup.
You don't have a set of forks and knives that come out Easter and Christmas.
I live alone. Who's coming to my house?
But I'm saying like in the family. At home. Okay, your people.
Oh, at the parents' house.
Yeah. Your people.
For sure.
Okay, sure. Okay,
for sure.
Cool. Sure.
No, that part of my life.
Okay, I was like, yeah. Just find China, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they have to wipe it off before Christmas lunch. And they're like, yeah, we're showing them. Yeah,
but Carl makes a good point here. He says it's expensive, but they did not evolve like the others, which is true, right? This is why we have other brands like Stanley. And none of those clipped lids, etc.
That's true.
Innovation will kill you if you are standing still. That's true.
That is, yeah.
I agree with this. I was going to not finish that sentence. Never mind. I agree with this comment, though. Why not use it if we're spending all the money?
I don't, you know, it's a great point.
You.
But we don't care about what he's got to say about that.
Let me
but he's got a
down.
Huge erection.
I get what you say. Life is short, right? It is short. But also, not everybody has 25,000 just chilling, right? Yeah. And so when people make big purchases like that, they want to ensure that it lasts a really, really long time because they don't know when they're going to have another 25,000, right? So they're kind of trying to build their assets. Think of it like that.
Yeah.
And so with the parts, you buy the best parts that you can and you keep them. And there's even a display where the pots are at in the kitchen. And then you'll buy other good pots that you can use on
the daily.
Daily. Right? It's the same thing with the Tupperware. They buy Tupperware that's really expensive. It's for the family. They want it to come back. But then they still have other food storage for day-to-day leftovers. And that's the thing. Like in the Black community, I don't know why this is a thing, but it's almost this thing of like, hey, we're here and we want to make sure that we're living some sort of comfortable life, but also have access to things of luxury, but we don't have access to it every day. So the day that I do buy this thing, it needs to last me for the next 5 years because I don't know when I'll be able to afford it again. I don't know if that makes sense. No, make it sense?
I feel it. And also some of those AMC pots have been handed down because, you know, they're hardly used.
That's like that one.
Yeah, that's a, like, which one?
Like the one from Vincent.
Cups that only use AMC Christmas, the AMC pots was left to my sister. Yes.
Yes, you see?
In my mom's
room. So, like, they become heirlooms, is right there?
Heirlooms,
yes. So, yeah, those are things, you know, passed down, you know, from generation to generation, similar to pearls and stuff like that. AMC, what a go to. What a great call. Whoever said it in the comments have really touched me, actually. They've really touched me. Yeah.
Okay. There's a video that James seems to have for us about a Chinese zoo that paints dogs as panda bears.
Okay. I'm gonna give you
context.
I don't know if I should give you the video first without context because I nearly died watching it. Actually just play the video and then I'll give you the context.
I hope it's this.
Wait, is this a dog or as a
that's
dog?
A dog.
Wait, no guys.
Dog. Those are two dogs.
Oh, they're trying to scam.
That is crazy. Okay, so here's the... okay.
Wait, stop. Those are dogs. Wait, whoa.
You saw those are dogs.
Those are dogs.
Those are definitely dogs.
Those are dogs. Whoa.
Have you ever seen a panda panting?
Like that?
Why in... How? What the heck?
What the heck? James, please. You must give us context.
What the hell's going on here, guys?
Okay, so a China zoo has been forced to admit the truth after one of their pandas started panting and barking. The Shenwei Zoo admits they painted dogs white and black to make them look like panda bears. The zoo initially tried claiming that the dogs were a unique breed of pandas called panda dogs. It was later discovered that the pandas were chow chows who were dyed with the white and black paint.
We just, you know, my only comment on this is as human beings, we've got to be better. As people of, you know, of people of the earth, we've got to try to be better. What type of scam is this, man? Panting panda. Can you? I really have.
Was fighting.
Whoa. Who? That is crazy. And you know what's the crazy? They probably were getting top dollar for this. Then somebody was like, nah.
Wait a minute.
Guys, how did nobody look at this? Exactly.
I'm like, that's a good old dog right there.
That thing is walking on all fours like a dog.
I'm like, ain't no bamboo. That dog not eating no bamboo or nothing.
Wait, I need to understand, how long has the scam been going on
for? Do you have... It's like been going on for a while, like 2 years.
I'm going to try to find out, but I have no answer to that.
No, we just need to be better. And you know, our scam's good above us.
I love...
Pandemonium. Look at that.
That is crazy.
What happens in the paint when it rains and the paint, like, did they not realize? Like, or is this like hair dyes? What? How did they get away with this?
Oh, number zookeeper. One. Now you're busy giving panda dog more and stuff like that. Ah, man.
And also, did the dogs not bark at any point?
I think that's what the alarm was in the article, that the panting and the bark. I'm like, somebody look. And then now, what's happening? We know pandas don't do
Why
this.
Why is that panda barking? You know,
No,
the Chinese are living in 2018.
No,
wait, what is
amazing.
That?
That is a great, you know, that is so special. I don't even know what to do.
Like, someone said the dogs are having an identity crisis.
Yo, this is the true definition of I identify as. Because what?
Oh, you have killed me with that one. That is the best.
That is so good.
The dog identifies as a panda.
Actually, very, you know,
yeah, that is very true.
I'm on the dog side on this one. Yeah. These are identity, you know, politics. So shout out, identify as a panda.
You'd be a panda if you want to.
That is crazy.
That is wild. So I just thought that'd be fun to look at.
No, sure.
Sure. Yeah, that that rocked my world. Yeah.
And then before we go anywhere else, sorry, Color has told us that.
Guys, about the moon. It is 10.
I don't think we're going to see our new moon.
No one will see it.
Which.
Oh.
I guess my Pisces in the new moon.
Oh, so it's not in retrograde.
I don't know.
We're still okay.
I don't know.
Color, why? So. Come on the show and kill our
okay. All right.
On the 29th, I wanted to go. You guys are running with it.
I think
favorite one.
Panda push a dog.
Comment section fire.
Guys. Wait, but also, what kind of breeds of dogs did they get?
Chow chows.
But guys, come on, poor chow chow man out there wondering what's going on right now.
It's like, what happened?
And also, don't pandas.
Oh, fours also like this.
Was the environment not cold for them? Because bears can. Oh my gosh, this is. I have too many questions that I know James won't be able to.
I'm a dog. Give me more. The answers. I'm saying feeding time, dog more, and all these things. I'm like, Chinese must be better than
also,
this.
Also, like, why is a bear that small? Like,
you know, whoever tried to do it, I was trying to run a deep scam. This is a deep cut scam.
This gets me thinking. Like, what's a scam that's been so normalized in our lives? Because that is a scam.
Herbalife.
Okay, speak on it, King.
Speak on that.
Just in general. I mean.
The ask me how.
No, but it's they get these really buff guys to sell us Herbalife that they don't use. And it's a pyramid scheme. Yeah. So you get me, two of my homeboys, you must get two homeboys, and then they must get three homeboys, guys. It's a pyramid scheme. There's
someone on Instagram try to sell me.
I know
get
one,
me to
but
buy
I'm not
into
to,
or whatever.
I know one. I'm not trying to put him on blast like that. But shout out to him. Yeah, get your paper, boy.
That's my scam. What's your scam, Sim?
That's become so normalized. Ooh, I would say taxes, right? Oh. And hear me out, because we pay taxes on everything, on every single thing. Your salary gets taxed, then you must still pay.
You even pay tax when you die.
Yeah, you get.
Yeah.
Wabon.
What do you mean?
I think it's called death tax. Yeah.
Yeah, it's called death
tax. So you've titled us, why couldn't you stay alive?
Yeah.
Pay tax.
And then you pay it to the state.
And then you so you see, for me, tax is just a scam, because I'm like, so my salary gets taxed. When I die, I get taxed. When I buy food, the food is already taxed. When I purchase petrol, like, and get petrol, that's taxed. Like, every single thing in our lives is taxed. And then government will say they have no man.
Biggest scam.
Fair. I like that
TV
one.
TV license.
Yo!
I knew I was going to touch.
Aren't we like the only country in the world that does this thing, guys?
I tried to buy a TV recently, guys. They said, where is the TV license?
But did you ask your mom for
I was just like punch it in, just bring it. TV license. And people would kill me. Macro card. Guys, why do we need a macro card?
No, I think that's genius.
Oh, to shop at Macro.
You like,
need
you
card,
know, and... can I just scoop up these things? I said, where are you scooping? Come, go apply then. I'm like, guys, can we not just go to Macro and shop? So, yeah, it's be touching me.
Those are two good scams. Water. Paying for water is a good scam.
Look,
I don't think we should be paying for water, guys.
No, we're privileged. I mean, when you travel anywhere around the world, people be dying off their water. I'll pay, Joburg water. We never have water anyway.
That's but, so true.
I just had to throw it out there. Taps were dry in Craig Old recently. Our water is great, compared to the rest of the world. So I don't mind us paying water tax on that. Medical aid. Warris, I heard him, complain about medical aid on his show. I was like, yeah, but get caught slipping without it.
That's the issue, they've got us nice, because you don't want to go to a public hospital. And we've seen with Tom Landon trending very recently and how the state of public hospitals are.
Yeah.
But in the same breath, you're just like, why am I paying 3 million? For like a possibility, a maybe, of going to hospital. Because so many people look at it in terms of, I don't get sick that much or whatnot. I mean, when you do need surgery, that's damn, I should have gotten it. But in J&J, you're like, I'm paying 3 million for a year, I didn't use it, and then what?
How about reward me? Give me like half of my premium bag for the year because I was clean.
You know what's better? When they deny you.
They said, read clause 4. You're not allowed to do this and that. Sorry. I'm like, wow, hectic. They said, maybe bump your coverage up after a year. And I'm glad we stood up as the South African people to this one. ETOLs, they almost got us. But my dad had that thing in my bobby.
Did he get the e-tag?
Yeah, the doot-doot.
Yeah, the e-tag.
I was like, yo, they can, they can write me up. I was a rebel on their e-tolls.
Yo, Carl, medical aid is worth every fucking cent. 13K a month for me and my family.
But Carl played Powerball and he won. So like, under a point of privilege. Sure. I can feel it. Carl,
he's on that
you.
Discovery premium. That's what he's doing.
13K.
That's crazy.
For him and his family.
That's
what?
A lot of money.
Sheesh.
You know that's someone's salary. Parliament is debating removing TV licenses in place of a household levy.
Why must there be a trade-off, guys?
Why trade-off?
Why do we have to pay a household levy now?
No, I then keep the TV license. We'll use our friends and families.
Grandmother has it.
It's fine. Household levy, what does that mean? More money out. No ways. I'm straight.
Azalea thinks car guards are scamming us. What do you guys think?
You need to read the rest. It says, I can drive fine, thanks. And don't pretend like you're about to stop someone from committing a crime. Come on now, girl.
I love what Cape Town is the one that takes it super serious.
Oh, yeah?
Guys got yokos.
You're damn right they do.
They're giving you a fine if you try to be clever. Yeah. In Joburg, you can say, my brother, Cape Town, they got yokos and stuff.
What about the blue
thing? So here's a trick, guys, that I've learned, but I think it only works for my people.
Yeah.
And depending on where you're going, if you're going to dodgy places and you need to park your car, park where the taxis are parked. You will not have to worry about car guards. And you will not have to worry about your car getting stolen. Mm. You will not have to worry about it getting scratched, because nobody messes with taxi drivers. So where the taxis are at, park there. Thank me later.
That is such a deep cut. Thank you for sharing with that.
I didn't know that either.
I promise you, no one messes with taxi drivers.
And only...
taxis leave their cars open the whole day. They sleep there. You just park and then you greet the guys. Chauffeur, right? go wherever you're going, you will get there. Your car is in mint condition because they think you might be the actual taxi boss.
Airport.
Amongst, you know, it's come on now.
I was going to say my last scam. Airport parking.
Yeah, scam. For like 5 minutes, you're already paying 30 rand.
Guys, whoever or Tumble guys are making a killing. They give, they'll hit you with a 500.
Never on a parking meter thingy, Bob, would you pay for your parking scene 500.00.
I was like, guys, Tumble guys, this is like, isn't there some sort of commission or the ombudsman who can say, guys, you know, after. Lost ticket, but be even cheaper. I'm like, yo,
dude. You know, and I think in their mindset, like, because you want to travel, unali chalete. And it's like some of us are just doing drop offs.
Yeah, no,
that's it. We literally are just doing drop offs. We don't have the money to travel.
I haven't driven to the airport in the longest time just because of the parking.
And Gautrain, we're also onto you. It's starting to become too much money.
Also true.
Gautrain to the airport.
Very true.
Yes, that's my issue. Because you can do from like, what's this? Santon to Roseburg, 30 bucks, 35. Yeah. Nice and cheap. Then me immediately like Santon to airport.
To Tipa. 200 bucks. Sorry, that's in full vernacular. 200 rand.
200
rand. Yeah, guys, Gautrain becoming, you know. And Woolworths Vegetables is my last deep cut.
Okay, Sunday. <Sandy, laughs>
Woolworths you need to Vegetables. That one.
Guys, when you buy Woolworths Veg.
Well, Carl, you have money. You have money. Like, he paid 800 rand a few weeks ago when he flew to Cape Town. I parked in the wrong area. Yo, dude. 800.
Yo, he must have packed in like deep valet.
Yo.
800.
You have money. Yo. We need a talk.
I would have said, dog, I'll come back for the end of the month. Month end, I'll catch you guys.
What did you say your last scam was there again?
Woolworths Vegetables.
Mm-hmm. I'll die on this hill. You're wrong.
I'll tell you something. Woolworths Vegetables, you must eat them now. God forbid you had a takeaway ready for
you. Are you buying from Kong
Woolworths? No, guys. Guys, Woolworths, I'm telling you guys, they don't last. Woolworths. No.
You buying from Kong Woolworths? I'm sorry.
I'm telling you guys. It's the exact opposite.
No, the amalgamation. You're lying. I'm sorry. Okay.
Amalgamation.
Yay.
Guys,
the water.
Word. No. Big word.
That's all. It's the water.
The water. Hey. Woolies, when it comes to like the food lasting, they I'd rather buy like food from Woolies knowing that it will last even when it says the expiry date is today and you can still have it like 2-3 days later and there's nothing gone off. So if Hong Kong, go check, maybe it's the Chinese.
Can't expose them because now they're gonna be like, now you brother.
Switch your Woolies up.
Yeah, let me switch my Woolie game up. Okay, I'll take that off my list.
Yeah, you should.
But I mentioned some good deep cuts.
You did.
Yeah. But talking about Woolies, the Woolie nowadays is coming for our people. Hey, I've seen some of the new things that they've added to their range and I'm shook it. They've added hot body.
That's crazy. Mohodu.
They've added Mohodu.
Wow.
There's been Tombolo there for a minute.
Yeah, and
been a Makuinya there for a minute. I'm like, they're having us in a chokehold. Hey,
Woolies fed cooks are unmatched though. So
there let me tell you something about Woolworths. They don't get it right. My mom even said this hot body. My mom was so bleak. She was like, yo, this hot body is so damn good.
What is that one? That's the only one I don't
know. Okay, so I'll describe it like how I know a hot body, right?
Okay.
Because
I know families, a hot body is a Nissan. It's a car.
No. We're talking about chicken, right? There's chicken that you can buy at Woolies. You know the chicken you buy at Woolies, the regular one? You know, full chicken, it's the cuts, the wings, whatever.
Rotisserie. Gotcha. Yes, not the rotisserie.
Gotcha. Right? Gotcha. Sure. You know how that tastes like. You know how that looks like.
Pretty good.
Hot body is the chicken that was roaming around in the farm, right? And that your uncle or somebody picked up, right? Slaughtered it at the house. And then they took out the feathers themselves, cut it themselves, and then cooked it. Like, it's a free range, like the epitome
of the freest of ranges. Yes.
Yes. And when you eat it, it tends to be a bit harder because it doesn't have any of the hormones that have been injected in the ones that you get in the stores and stuff like that. So it tends to be a bit harder when you eat it. So they call it a hot body.
Yeah.
But it's more like pure chicken vibes.
That's been roaming around. It takes a minute for you to get used to, because it is a different
texture completely. Yeah.
Texture, taste. And some people don't like hard body.
Yeah, I don't mess with it, but I never thought I'd have to explain hard body before 8 o'clock in the morning.
What is salad as? Like, do they sell that also?
It's called hard body.
Interesting.
And you can buy that now at Woodward.
Okay.
So you can have that experience now without having to run around trying to catch a chicken.
I thought Woolies were out here selling Nissans these days.
Number 41 is the one that my mom can't really adjust on. She's like, She's like, no, I can't let them have everything of ours. Yeah, so they're on a gentrification tip. There's clearly, you know, a black guy there in high powers will say there's a gap. They're killing it. The Dombolo is fire.
Yes.
It's fire. People are even like, maybe we don't no longer have to make it ourselves anymore.
Yes.
Yes, so Dombolo is fire. Shout out to them on that.
Yeah, I will say with the Mahodu, it needs to be, I feel like Woolies will make it too clean. It still needs a bit of, sauce, you know what I mean? It still needs something where I'm like, I could die, ne?
Yeah,
that's how you know.
So educational.
That's how you know.
We didn't talk about some black folk stuff on this.
This is wild.
Yeah, hard body. Yeah, I really wish there was a definition on like what it is.
Wait, there was one here.
Somebody,
is it that?
What? Gassi chicken.
That's been toughened up. Thank you.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
It is gassy chicken.
Yeah, hard body. I was struggling with the English on that one. I was like, nah, we ain't going to get that.
Hey, Carl. Hey, my guy. When are you on another level? Let me just address you very quick and in a hurry. You are on another level. You're paying 13K for medical aid. You've paid 800 rand for parking. And now you're going to tell us that La Crusette is not bougie. Sir, I'm sorry, but you are living a different world than the regular folks. And for you, it might not be bougie, but for some of us, a La Crusette cup, I don't understand why we're paying 500 rand for one cup. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. You have talente, and that's okay. Own your privilege, my guy.
Yeah,
I'm not mad.
Call. Yeah, you're a 1%.
Own your privilege.
Carl, we caught you on so many. You're exposing yourself, Carl. Slow down, bro. Text man going to catch you, bro.
Oh.
Hey, lifestyle order to the color. What is...
Stop,
what?
Stop typing there. Stop
they're going to catch you out, bro.
Yay, bro. Horrible.
I'm worried about Carl.
Medical aid. 800. Man, you just dropped numbers, hey?
Carl might be a baddie that on Instagram we're going to catch out.
You guys have attacked Carl for no reason.
wait. Do you have an OnlyFans? Yes. Is this how you're making your money? What do you do, Carl?
Feed finder vibes.
What's the 9-to-5?
We don't judge.
We don't judge. We're just trying to understand how you're able to afford certain things in Cyril's economy right now.
Carl, and Saul's got a social media department that comes and checks all these people who are talking crazy. So, Carl.
See, now he's also backtracking.
Yeah, Carl,
don't doubt me. He's going to say, you know, Carl Saul's one of those guys who's like, yo, guys, I'm so broke. I'm so broke. It's so broke. Tough right now. Yeah, dude, how much do you have in your bank account? Just a measly 100K, you know, just chilling. But that's nothing, you know.
I'd love to know what you drive right now. You're giving me such deep, deep sand hurt privilege right
Range
now.
Range Rover vibes. Yeah. Yeah,
no, Carl's giving. He lives in Cape Town. Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, yeah. You like a green point, sea point type of guy. Yeah. Your USD is deep and strong with you, sir.
Yes. Oh,
Carl. Okay. And also, you're exposing so much. Oh, Carl.
Yeah, you exposed yourself today, bro. Exposed yourself.
Michael House Brew, I can feel it in all my energy.
Well, let's get into some news because Carl's going to feel some type of way that we are just busy going in on him. A robot gets a face of living skin that allows it to smile.
Oh, I forgot to send this video. I'm going to send the video to Flex, but you can read the story.
Okay, let me read a bit about this because this is actually very, very scary and I don't know how to feel about this. But researchers at Tokyo University have developed a new technology that uses engineered living skin, tissue, and human-like ligaments to give humanoid robots a more natural smile. By overlaying and connecting lab-produced skin on a robotic skeleton, the team has created a face with the same surface material and structures as humans. This approach promises, to make robots more lifelike, and the researchers believe that similar techniques can be used in the cosmetic and plastic surgery industries. This is scary, guys. I'm very scared. The robots have the ability to heal and self-repair minor ligaments, and future projects could involve adding sensors, pores, sweat glands, and fat to make them more realistic. The ultimate goal is for the robots to move in fluid, human-like ways. Guys, I've watched iRobot. We don't need this.
We don't need this. We've seen iRobot. Guys, please. And also, I know which race is making these things. Please, guys, we've watched. I never said anything. Guys, we don't need these problems. Guys, we've watched iRobot. We don't want to be now fighting robots amongst fighting each other. Can you imagine Parliament and then robots jump into that? So please, guys, stop the madness.
And already the robots that they're making, they're so scary. And now they're going to make them human-like. So we won't be able to tell who's who in the zoo anymore. I'm not comfortable with that.
Yeah, it's let's not do too much as humans. This is how it starts. No. I'm really have a strong stance against. We've watched iRobot, guys. Let's just watch it again today, so you guys know the dangers of what can happen with this type of stuff.
What are your thoughts, James? Are you for it or against it?
I was pretty okay with it. I'm trying to load the image though. I was pretty okay with it until I saw the image. And I'm still going to load it. It looks like one of the scariest things I've ever looked at in my entire life. I haven't loaded it yet. I'm still struggling.
Okay.
But I'm less okay with it than I was.
Okay. I'm not okay with it. I think we don't need it. Can we stop? Can we just... Yo, guys.
Because we already have issues with AI. Can you imagine now a robot?
Is it a step too far? Is that the issue?
To make it look human, yes. We should have stopped at just making robots. The thought of it, we should have just stopped there. But no. Scientists and people, we just always have to advance and whatnot.
I'm saying,
okay, cool. You guys have done the most. I think we're kind of safe. No, we're not. But
robot,
we don't need it to look human. Like, we need to be able to differentiate between James and iRobot James.
Do you want to see what it looks like?
Yeah.
Yep.
Show us.
What's that though?
You're lying. That's not it.
I swear on my life.
What's this though?
That's not the.
That's it. So underneath it is the robot.
Yeah.
And it basically moves the skin on the left and the right side to make it smile.
That looks it like some jelly, down. Dude.
Yeah.
With eye things on it.
We don't need this. I can already see this going wrong. I can already see the end of the world here.
Also, can we make the robots at least like a little bit more friendly looking? That looks like it's going to sneak into my house.
No, we don't need... Actually, I'm against this whole thing. You guys can not even... Yeah, I'm over.
This looks like... You know the... I wouldn't say the thing, but like the virus makeup. Like, that is the definition. Now I see where that thing came from. This is why people... That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
What are they saying? Please keep these robots outside of the African continent. Hey, yeah, but
and we don't need yo.
The Terminator. I'll be back. You see, like, but that's I think that's where they're trying to get to, where it looks like that.
Like Oni.
But it's
we've got a long way to go if that's the case, guys.
Of course, Carl.
I bet the female robots are gonna be hot as fuck. Hey,
Carl's my goat. Actually, I like Carl. Carl is the
like
guy.
The hot human woman. Carl, do you wanna confess something? You know, there's already like sex robots, right?
Those things exist, yeah.
You know that, right? So I'm just saying, like.
And he put his whole name on the caption. For a family man, you're throwing me off. So early in the morning. Oh, Carl.
This was his moment to be like, these are my confessions. Just an actor.
Oh, you're on your usher right now. Carl, I want to save you from yourself.
man. But you'll be okay. What's the point of human-looking robots to make it more accepting?
Probably.
Yes.
Yes. What would the point be, though? Because, like, if it's just a robot and we know it's a robot, what is, why are we facing these things now?
I think the idea is to have the robots fully integrated into our society. So you don't want something like, if we're sitting here, to be like that robot, yeah, out. Mm. You want it to blend in. You want it to be able to pick up things and people not feel as uncomfortable. Because when people realize that something is not one of their own, like even in terms of...
this is...
Wait, but like, think about it, right? Like, have you ever walked into a room and noticed, okay, I don't know about men, but if you've ever walked into a room and I'm like, oh, there's a lot of men here, you tend to notice certain things, yeah, and then you're on your guard. Right. Whereas if I walk into a room and there's 50% women, 50% of men, I'm like, ah, oh, okay, chilled vibes. And I think that's what they're trying to achieve, mm, where when you walk into a room and there's robots there, you're not like, ah, oh, there's no, 10 robots here, something's so up. Something is off, yeah, and I'm just going to be on my best behavior because, yeah, they want you on your worst behavior.
Yeah. So whatever agenda they're trying to push, they're trying to make us feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But we know it's a robot at the end of the
day. No, but they want you to buy into it.
Imagine you didn't know.
You'd and be then more you can get your freak on. Just like Carl.
I ain't no Carl.
No, I'm, yeah, just like Carl.
Like Carlito. Carlito the Dynamos.
You know? Carl the goat, dude.
Do you wish you were invited to those Peter Lee parties, Carl? Like, oh,
guys, we're going to scare Carl away. He said he's going to leave. No, Carl, we love you.
We no, love you.
Carl, stick around. You've been the best. We needed this.
No, Carl, come back, come back, come back. We love you. You know, it's... yeah.
Come back.
Yeah.
Come back and bring your wallet.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And what do you have, money? So I love you even more. another story here, which is very, very interesting. It is a Gqeberha woman leaves crooks with egg on their face twice. Okay, so listen to this, because this is amazing. Dun, 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 superwoman in the building. Mm. A woman from Gqeberha,
nice,
Susan, found herself in two unusual and dangerous situations where she used eggs as a crime-fighting weapon. The first incident occurred when she was driving home from the shops and noticed a person acting suspiciously on the side of the road. Instead of panicking, she remembered advice from a personal safety workshop that she had attended and decided to use a tray of eggs that she had just purchased to scare off the individual. Her quick thinking and unconventional method caused the person to flee the scene. The second incident took place when Susan visited a convenience store to replace the eggs. Upon her arrival, she unexpectedly found herself in the middle of an armed robbery. Without hesitation, she grabbed a new tray of eggs and once again used them to deter the armed robbers, causing them to flee the scene. While Susan's actions are not encouraged by security experts, her ability to remain calm and take action in these dangerous situations was noticed. Okay, so what are your thoughts on Superwoman?
Superwoman season, Susan.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to get in trouble with the GC. That's tough. I'm already in a lot of trouble with GC, so it's fine. I'll take it.
Shout out, Queen. Shout out.
Who knew eggs would save your ass?
Bitch ass robbers as well. So, like, you know, you really didn't want to get that score. But shout out to the eggs. I didn't know eggs could be such a deterrent.
I want to know, what does she actually do? Like, does she, or like.
No, you just do them one by one. Because if you do this, then you lose all of them in one go. You got to have...
But then the person all in one goes,
but
like...
she must have a killer arm.
She has to. Susan sounds like she has a killer arm.
But imagine if the...
I got you. I heard you.
But like, imagine playing Mateiko with Susan. Like, she's throwing...
And it happened twice. What are the chances it happened twice?
And she, the second time around, she was replacing the first eggs that she had lost.
She must be so bleak. She's like, oh, look, can I just eat my eggs in peace?
She wants eggs so badly. Need a
better robber.
Like, wow, I'm shocked. Like, I'm a kind of guy's eggs. Do you know how expensive eggs are as well? Like, so for you to just use an entire tray to fight off crime, shout out to you, Susan. You're doing your thing. I love it. But Wow. I'd love to know what you actually did.
One egg's quite expensive also. Another thing.
Another scam.
Eggs are a scam.
Leave my little pet peeve scam. But for me, it's the security experts say, please, like WWE, don't try this at home. saying like, yeah, she was calm and, you know, don't use this as a deterrent in future. Shout out to her. Bad Roberts.
Drive around with eggs forever and ever. Amen. Just always.
Wait, so Rebellion Ruth is saying she put the eggs where she shouldn't. Where would that be?
Where would that be?
On his face, because he had egg on his face.
Oh.
I don't know. That was a me didn't.
Yeah, that was.
I don't know if that's what Rebellious Ruth.
She made an example of them. Woo! Ooh. Even Gareth is disappointed.
Yeah.
Even Gareth himself. Yeah.
You know what's weird is I've seen him give me that look before. So there's that.
Gareth's gonna kill us next week.
Who said they're reporting us to Gareth?
No, deny.
We're gonna deny. Don't do it. It's all in your head. Grant, my friend.
Grant, don't be a snitch.
Don't be a snitch.
Don't be that guy.
What's snitches
get? Snitches get stitches.
Yeah.
Or ditches. Whichever one.
That. Because we gangster like that. We know Sandile.
It's true. And he's just gangster. A guy from the dusty streets of Athol in Santon. But I'll take that. I'll take that. Shout out.
Damn.
Give me my credit.
Yo, there. I thought I was gonna be mess with me. Yeah, have you seen girls in there with a man, like where they can start out, like they start nonsense because they have a man that
it can go left. Now your man gets dropped. Now you must collect him. So now we're going. Imagine
you must pick him up with a concussion or a bloody nose.
Yeah, because I was the one puppering. It's like me now. Like I said, hey. Don't mess with us. We have Sandile. And then Sandile's just like,
I'm like, yo, I can't fight.
He's like, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Let's debate. Let's get into a meaningful engagement. How can we move on?
Oh, my God.
Oh, example.
Is it supposed to be cold this weekend?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know what's going on. What are you guys getting up to this weekend?
Well, I'm going to Delicious in this ice cold. Jill Scott,
I also heard Jason Derulo is there.
Jason Derulo. We had to do it. Busta Rhymes replaced Janet Jackson as well.
Oh,
as
they managed to get Busta Rhymes. Replacement.
Yeah, so Busta Rhymes and weird change, but shout out. Busta Rhymes and Jason Derulo have replaced Janet Jackson. So that's me this weekend and Ruggers.
I think mostly sport this weekend, actually. Yeah, I don't think I have sport. Much going on.
You?
Probably sport, groceries. Clean the house, be an adult, some kind.
Boring existence. That's another scam. That's the biggest scam.
What's that?
Adulting.
Biggest scam. Nobody wants. Yeah. Guys, can I actually tell you something?
Everything comes down to the scam called adulting.
You're damn right. And nobody ever told me how weird and how interesting and hard and difficult, so many adjectives, life is between 25 and 30.
It's
a weird,
every single ghetto experience. That's what it is, adulting.
It just goes downhill so fast. Damn. Okay, it's off my chest. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm probably going to do nothing. I need to get my car washed, and that's about it.
That's all vibes this weekend. All of us. Huh?
I hope everyone took their long, their leave, because you can get a cheeky long weekend and start your week on Wednesday if you were smart about it.
No, it's called Mahodu Mondays.
Yeah, but this okay. Yeah,
yes,
that's
fair.
It's
that's
called
Mahodu Mondays.
Okay.
Thank
you. Yeah, Nazo.
Oh, is that the Woolies stuff?
Yeah, Tribe. Hey, Woolies is going to have us in a chokehold. It's about that time, ladies and gentlemen, for us to say bye-bye, so long. Gareth will be back on Monday to keep you guys entertained. Shout out to producer James for pressing all the right buttons today. Shout out to Sandile for proving that losing bets can still be fun.
And shout out
of course, to you for watching. You guys were actually very nice to us today. So thank you so much. Don't forget to like, comment, and tell your friends to tell their friends to tell Wonkumuntu good to see Figuless Corner, and they must do what? Tweet, subscribe. But from Mina, Simpio Zamagilim Tetwa, enjoy your weekend. Don't do anything I wouldn't with anybody I wouldn't.